I think I have found a link up to a story, too, which actually tells the proper story of what the video is all about, because there's some people who have posted their own versions, and we want to make sure that it's accurate. So this is, you've seen this high school football play from a high school in Loganville, Georgia. This was last Friday. They opened up their football season in Loganville. And this is a game where in the middle of the fourth overtime, the coach for Loganville is looking at his play sheet and he's like, I got nothing here. I'm doing everything I can to get this ball in the end zone. And he calls a gimmick play. They call it the banana in the tailpipe play. So here it is. I'm going to show you this. I know it's going to be a little tough maybe to see here, but you're going to see the tight end over here is going to come. The quarterback's going to get the snap. He's going to hand off to the tight end and watch what the tight end does as he gets the ball. There's a couple of angles, but I'll show you this angle first, see if you can see that okay. Is it playing okay?
Yeah, it's
okay,
moving.
There you go. The tight end gets the ball, and
I don't know.
He turns his back to the line. He's facing the opposite way and throws the ball over his head without looking. Check out this side angle here.
The side
might be a little better angle here.
Yeah.
Crazy
really?
Play.
All right, so they're going to hike the ball.
Yep.
All right. We're getting slow play by play here.
They're getting the breakdown there in this video. Right. I understand.
Okay, so he hands the ball off. Oh, okay, and then no look. It's almost like... It's almost like you know, people who go to half court and if they're just going to do a no look over their head.
Completely turned around and just no looked and threw it over behind him. And the ball got to the receiver. They actually, they're calling it now the Loganville lob.
So the scary part, this was the first game of the year.
Yeah.
And the coach had to... He broke into his bag of tricks.
Broke
for
into
the
bag
first,
of tricks, yeah.
The team's got a lot of work to do then. This is what they're doing in the first game.
The some of the misinformation, though, it's kind of funny is to hear this. Is the Loganville lob, crazy trick play, wins game for Loganville High School. It helped them win the game. The receiver caught the ball, but he was downed on the half-yard line.
Oh.
Ooh.
Didn't get in. It looks like he got in the end zone. I can understand that, but there's enough stories out there that... yeah, he was, and they did score in the next play, but
probably did push-ups the next day.
Yeah,
gotta be able to score in a play like that.
Yeah, I mean, he just But anyway, it's crazy, and it's a cool play, and you can check it out if you'd like to. It happened last Friday, and for whatever reason, it's taken until Thursday to start getting a lot of attention. I'm seeing it popping in a lot of places, and some places do have the proper story of exactly what happened. Other places are like, game-winning touchdown. Not on that play. It led
somewhat
to
embellished
the touchdown. Just a little bit. We're looking for accuracy.
I wouldn't doubt if Lions head coach Dan Campbell has now put this play in his.
All right, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt
banana
it.
Banana in the tailpipe, is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Okay. He likes to do trick plays and surprising plays. So,
that would be the ultimate trick in a pro game for a quarterback to turn his back and just throw it over his head. Although, having said that, there have been some crazy plays in the NFL where quarterbacks, it seems like, you know, falling almost to the ground and they just throw the ball in a.
Well,
desperation, and the receiver somehow comes up with it.
There have been many Lions quarterbacks. It seems like that they always sort of just blindly threw the ball around anyway. So,
well, and it wasn't a trick. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well. Again, we have a link up on this video at WSGW.com. Well, speaking of the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Got another little video here for you. Now, I haven't found it segmented, which I was hoping to. This has to do with the Lions' latest appearance in the Hard Knocks.
Yeah, their third episode.
Did you watch it at all?
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. You probably saw this part of it, but I was looking for a segment and I didn't see the segment, so I just have to play the. I'll post a link up to the entire video if you want to go. But remember last week we segmented the rookie Aiden Hutchinson,
yes,
singing Billie Jean, and now the Lions in the the room got all excited and started even singing along with him.
Right.
So the latest rookie that performed in the video was from Central Michigan.
Yes. Yeah.
The receiver Khalil.
Pimpleton.
Pimpleton.
Yeah.
And he got up in front and did a juggling act.
Yeah. He said he was not going to sing. I guess he didn't want to do that.
When he first started, his routine, he kind of flubbed it.
He did. Yeah, it took him a little bit to get the rhythm.
But once he got the rhythm, the Lions got into it. So here I got to the segment of Khalil Pimpleton doing his little juggling. Check him out here. He's pretty good here. So they were booing him at this point because he screwed up the first time. So he started again. And then he threw it underneath the leg, and it's like, hey!
Another,
he did it again.
He did it again.
Hey!
Now behind his back.
Now you hear him getting into it now.
Behind his back again, and he did it. So he tried to do where he threw away all three of them up in the air all at once, and he couldn't do it. But they gave him a round of applause.
In the end, yeah, they got into it. I mean, first we were impressed, but after a while, it's like, hey, man, that's pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
I just love how the team, as we heard in the Aiden Hutchinson singing Billie Jean, the team just started. They started getting
together.
Singing along.
They get into it.
And here they were starting to get into it every time he did something that was pretty good. Right. Hey, hey. Team building.
Yep.
Is it going to relate to the performance on the field?
Yeah, we'll see.
How many jokes can we make about the Lions juggling the ball?
Right.
I won't. You can make your own jokes, fans.
That's right.
But well, I'll put a link up on the Morning Team Show page and tell you if you want to see this particular segment of where you can find it. But the whole episode, I didn't realize the whole episodes are being shown on YouTube videos.
Yes, they are. Yep, they're posting them up on YouTube, so you can check them out that way.
All right.
Very easy. So, yeah, and we'll see how this Lions team does in less than, we're approaching now just 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away.
2 weeks away from this Sunday. That's when the Lions start. And I do hope that Pimpleton, I hope that he is able to make the team. I really do. I wouldn't say a long shot, but, it'd be cool. He's a good player and a very good punt returner, too.
And it would be nice to have another Michigan connection.
Yes, it would.
Central Michigan's Cleo Pimpleton.